In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is truly a blessing to see all of you here this Sunday morning. And today is a Sunday where we do have quite a few things going on. We are privileged to have a 40-day blessing to welcome a young child into our church. We also have today Sunday School Sunday, where once again we will offer a short lesson to the kids who are here, and of course those who are also at home. They can view this through listserv. We are also very blessed to have His Eminence Metropolitan Nicholas here. He is with us worshiping today, and he brought with him his assistant, Mr. Nick Leondis, so we are very pleased to have both of them here. Now, as I was thinking about today's message and thinking about today's gospel, thinking about all the things we have going on, I began to think a little bit about gardening. And it's interesting, as I thought about this, I realized that today we're doing a bit of spiritual gardening. Now, when we garden, we do something, right? Before we plant the seeds, we have to prepare the soil, right? We have to till, we have to remove all of the weeds that are there. Well, today, as we welcome a child into the church, we are, in a sense, preparing that child to receive the seed that our Lord will sow. In gardening, the next thing that has to happen is we have to continue to care for the soil in order that the seed can continue to grow. And this, too, is happening this morning with our Sunday school. The Sunday school teachers have the task of doing just that, continuing to care for what has been planted in those children, continuing to care for the Word of God that is within each and every one of our children, trying to help and continue cultivate that. And all of this is a great blessing and an amazing thing that we, all of us, are called. We are all called to be good soil. All of us are called to be those who also end up bearing fruit. Not only bearing fruit, but then are able to plant even more seeds as well. Today is important that we consider this important relationship that each of us has with God. This relationship where we are needed. We are needed to be good soil, that He may plant His word within us. We are needed to bear fruit, fruit that then bears even more fruit for the growth and strengthening of the church and the establishment of the kingdom of God. So as we said this morning, our reading is coming to us from the Gospel of St. Luke. It's a familiar reading. It is one about a sower who went out to sow his seed, and we see that as he went out, he just kind of tossed it around, right? He just threw it. And the interesting thing is that he didn't really look to see where the good soil was and where the bad soil was. But instead, he offered that soil, he offered that those seeds all over. And the scriptures tell us where some of it fell. Our Lord tells us that some of it landed on the path, some of it landed among the rocks, some of it landed on the thorns, and some of it made its way into good soil. And we also hear from the scriptures what happens when it lands in those various areas. The scripture tells us that when it lands on the path, it ends up getting stepped on or eaten by the birds. When it lands in the rocks, it begins to grow a little bit, but there's not enough moisture, and it ends up dying. When it lands among the thorns, again it grows, but then is choked by the thorns. And eventually he tells us that when it lands on the good soil, as we all know, it begins to grow and it begins to bear fruit. The Lord then continues to explain what all of the soil represents. And as we remember from the reading, the soil represents the different people who receive it and how it is they receive the word of God. Now, as I was preparing for today's sermon, I came across something that I found interesting, and it helped give me a little bit more insight, and I'd like to read a little bit of it to you. A priest once wrote, "The word of God is not a physical seed, but a spiritual one. Still, he says, it needs to be in relationship with other things in creation to accomplish its mission. In fact, God has entrusted to the Christian people the mission of planting the word of God in our own hearts as well as in the hearts of others. Just as God could not become human without Mary to be his mother, so too God's word will bring forth fruit in creation only if we are willing to be the good soil in which this can happen." His words reminded me that God does need us, and we most certainly most certainly need him. See, soil has to have seeds in order to produce fruit. We need God or we cannot bear fruit. Our lives need his word, his love, his compassion, and the strength that he can give us if we are to truly be fruitful in this world. But he also needs us. He needs us to become that good soil, so that as the scripture says, when we receive the seeds, we hold it fast in an honest and good heart. And we must become this soil, a soil that holds the seed in our hearts in an honest and a good way, a heart that tries to honor the very gift that our Lord has given to us, and for one very important reason, that it may produce fruit. Not only produce fruit, but that it may produce seeds as well that can continue to be planted. I believe I've mentioned to you before that one of the things that our family likes to do each year is we like to plant a garden. Now this year, our garden did really, really well because we actually made some new garden beds and we added some new soil, some fresh soil. So there was a lot of nutrients there. And as I was watching the garden grow so well, it reminded me of the first time when we first came here and we planted a garden almost 6 years ago. And something similar happened. All the soil was fresh and we had all these wonderful plants. And one of the things that our kids love to eat are those small cherry tomatoes. And we had a lot of them. We had so many that by the end of the season, there were still a lot of, the fruit was still on the vine. So, and it would just kind of die, and then it ended up going back in the soil. And the next year, I remember going outside to the soil, looking around, and I saw all these little plants, and I thought, boy, what in the world is that? I wonder if those are weeds. But in the end, I realized that they were tomato plants. See, all those tomatoes that were left on the plant fell to the ground. All those many seeds that were within them replanted, and eventually those seeds produced even more fruit. The thing we have to remember is the very same thing is possible for all of us. The more that one seed grows within us, the more fruit we are able to produce. And the more fruit that we produce, the more seeds, and God's word multiplies within each and every one of us. And that means the more seed we have to share with others. And this happens in many different ways. It happens through our actions of love towards others, the stewardship that you offer to this church. It happens in the way that we care for one another. And I want all of you to know that this is certainly happening here in the cathedral. Today, we will see the teachers help to sow seed and continue to water it and help it grow within our children. During the pandemic, you have shared the word of God by reaching out to one another, especially to our shut-ins. You, each of you, have not forgotten your community. And words cannot express how grateful I am to God for the seeds that he has planted within all of you and the way you have remembered to cultivate it. As you know, next week is our parish assembly. It will be a time that you will learn about the fruit that all of you have produced and what it has been able to accomplish. You will learn about the seeds that you have planted and the ways that we can continue to have them grow and continue to have them bear fruit. So today, my friends and my family in Christ, we heard the parable of the sower. And it's a reminder to each of us that all of us need to be that good soil, that we must open ourselves to receiving God's word, to allowing it to grow within us, to produce fruit, that we may then sow more seed, helping others to grow closer to Christ. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.